I don't often put black and white pictures here on Weekly 50. And in fact, I don't often put any pictures in black and white, really. I think this is only the second time I've done it here on the blog. And I'm not a fan of turning everything black and white just because it looks cool. I like to use black and white for achieving a specific look and feel, or creating a specific emotion or mood in the viewer. And this USA Today newspaper stand is sort of a case study in how, in my view, black and white can be used effectively. Now, I'm not saying this is a fantastic example of black and white or anything like that. It's just I'm going to explain why I chose it on this particular photo, and maybe illustrate why it's good to hold off on some of these creative choices sometimes. And I'll get to that in a little bit. Basically, this USA Today vending machine sitting here open with no papers in it, it looks kind of sad. It looks like it's the last picked for the soccer team. And in fact, people just sort of forgot about it. And it's just sitting here under this balcony, kind of all by its lonesome. And it didn't make me sad, but it kind of made me think a little bit about days gone by when people would have been stopping by this thing and plunking in a quarter and popping out papers, and now not so much. People just get their news off of their phones and on their Kindle and everything else. And there's not really a space for something like this in today's world. I think black and white is a way of sort of hearkening back to those days gone by. I think it works okay, and I hope it creates that sense in you as you view the photo. I put the original on the blog for comparison, and even though the original is lacking a couple of adjustments, like I used a radial filter adjustment on here and some other things, I think you'll get the point. And maybe you prefer the color version better. I don't know. It's not really up for me to say. I prefer the black and white version, but everyone interprets things differently. So let me get to – I'll come back to that in just a little bit. First of all – or first, I want to talk about a little bit about the photo itself. I shot this at f/2.8, which was a bit wide for a bright, sunny day. But I was standing so far back from the subject, I needed a wide aperture for just a little bit of depth of field here. You can see on the right-hand side that vertical support beam and the grass in the foreground. It's just barely out of focus, which is exactly what I was going for. It's not really possible to do this at smaller apertures. I was able to shoot this at ISO 200. I think it's 1/500th of a second. And you could probably shoot this with a pocket camera, really. You'd lose just a little bit of the depth of field, but there's no reason that this photo is that you needed a 50mm lens, a 50mm 1/8 lens to get this photo. I think you could have gotten very similar results with virtually any camera, and that just goes to show that you can do a lot with your camera without spending thousands of dollars on gear. But the lesson that I want to kind of bring back or put in your mind for this photo goes back to the beginning, and it's really a sort of advice about don't use filters or Photoshop effects. Don't use them all the time. Use them sparingly. It's so common to see filters tossed up on Instagram photos, and there's nothing wrong with that, like sepia or black and white, or there's all sorts of different filters that you can do. And I can't criticize anyone for creative choices they make. I'm not going to stand here and say you should or shouldn't do X, Y, or Z when it comes to your individual photography. You do whatever you want. Everyone has his or her own taste and style. But the reason I think it's better to use filters and edits sparingly is if you take a less is more approach, when you do use them, they will have more of an impact. So if you put filters on everything, they kind of lose their effect on the viewer. I think it's probably better to choose your edits and your filters if you're going to do colored effects in your photos, to choose them wisely with a specific purpose in mind so that when you do use them, it makes more of an impact on the viewer. And I hope this photo does make some sort of impact on you.